Join the conversation. You're with Kate Talk.
And my guest who's with us in studio today, I'm kind of thinking must be feeling the same way at having held her breath for quite a long time through very difficult circumstances, not knowing what was coming next, and finally is able to release it and let her shoulders down and go, we've done it. Because the really, really good news is that theatre is coming back to the old Fugard Theatre. It was one of the devastating losses, one of many, during the COVID pandemic, closing its doors in March last year, just unable to survive the prolonged ban on public performances. And of course, so many of us have got so many happy memories associated with that space of going to see shows like Kinky Boots and Rocky Horror and Cabaret and of course the Athol Fugard plays we enjoyed there. So I was really surprised and delighted to see the news shared by a theatre critic a few weeks ago that the stage is going to be lit up again once more. The space has been reimagined as part of a wider reimagining of the entire District 6 Homecoming Centre. And before I introduce our guest, let's take a listen to a voice note that's already come in from a listener who I think is very happy at that news.
Hi, Pippa. Oh, the return of the Fugard Theatre. Now, that is good news for the weekend. You can be sure of that, Papa. Sean.
Thank you, Sean. It's not exactly as it was before. It's got a new name and there's a whole new story behind it. But what a pleasure it is to have with us in studio today, Krishna Julius, the acting director of the District 6 Museum, who can finally welcome visitors back to that space that we've been longing for. Krishna, congratulations to you and your team for pulling it off, because I know you yourselves have been through hell the last 2 years, haven't you?
No, thank you. It feels like Christmas this week of it, with the COVID restrictions being lifted as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, the theatre shut down in March 2021, and it was handed back to the District 6 Museum Trust, but you yourselves were in a really perilous position at that time. So here, take the space back and do what with it? Krishna, I mean, what were some of the early considerations, possibilities? Did you have other tenants coming forward to saying we'd like it? Talk to us about what happened in those first months.
So there were, I mean, first the shock of the theatre closing, and because we had quite a good working relationship with the staff, we were really thinking about people who had lost their jobs. Yeah. But I think we were just also trying to figure out what we're going to do with the space now. And in the months after the closure, a lot of people contacted us, you know, architects who wanted to reimagine the space, people want to develop it, student housing, churches, quite a bit of people. I think there were people within the events and theatre industry in Cape Town who also approached us. But we were sort of in a very perilous moment in the sense that we were trying to fight for our livelihoods. And so we had to think quite clearly about how the space was going to be used, you know. The museum is independent and needs to sustain itself. And the pandemic has taught all of us that we need the strategies in place. And so we had to think about the theatre space as something that aligns with the mission and the vision of the museum, which is about our community of District Sixers who come from that area, but also something that brings in an income, and also to tap in, I think, into the new audiences that that just sort of sprang up and supported us and held us during the pandemic as well.
Amazing. So here you are in June 2022 and a week away from a new production opening at what is now the Star Theatre and the Avalon Auditorium. So you've renamed each of the theatre spaces within the old Fugard, and those names will ring ring bells for many of our listeners, because they, I understand, they were the Bioscopes in the old District 6.
Yeah. So we've gotten partners on board. So obviously Neighbourgood is the one partner. They manage the property for us. Eastern Acoustics, who has always been sort of the technical in-house people for the theatre space, are still in the space, so their expertise is still present. And we have a society, Cafe Society, who's the, sort of the cafe tenant in the space.
Okay.
And so we've created, I think, this sort of homely space where you can have lots of theatre productions, live streams, movie nights, events. And I think for us, what has been key is that I think it's been almost a bit, you know, like a almost unbelievable. We, as staff, when we're walking through the space, seeing people in the building, seeing productions in the space. I think there's a modern contemporary dance production in the space that's starting tomorrow.
So
they're running for 3 days. And so we have a Great Gatsby production that's in the space towards the end of June. And those tickets are available on Quicket as well. And so you have a sense that slowly but surely, you know, life is coming back.
Breathing back in.
And what's fantastic is that the buildings have always been connected. And so now we've opened up the doors and people can visit the theatre space and the Homecoming Centre. But what were traditionally the museum spaces are also now available to see and view exhibitions.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and so that's where the Salon Afrique exhibition is
now, we
is
mentioned
housed.
That on the show a couple of weeks ago. I mean, Krishna, maybe you just want to tell us a little bit more for the sake of those who didn't hear that reference previously. Salon Afrique, Homecoming Reimagined, it's called. What's happening there?
So I think it's two curators, so Madlozi Art and Mashura Arts, and so they've basically looked at art, modern contemporary African art coming from the continent, coming from South Africa, and sort of looking at what the space and the idea of homecoming, how people, artists, interpret that. Mm-hmm. And the artists are painters, it's photographers, it's digital artists. It occupies about, I think, two floors of the museum building, three spaces in total. So it really is, it's a pleasure to walk into the space and see this beautiful artwork. You see work by Haroon Gansali, you see work by Zanele Moholi. And so I think for us who, as a museum, you know, we talk about District 6 and the importance of that story, but we a story of Cape Town.
Yeah.
We're talking about a community of people who lived in the city that engaged with each other, fought with each other, made love with each other. And so I think for us, the Homecoming Centre is meant to support that idea of a city that's integrated, and also meant to support District 6 as in the return to District 6.
Now, I mean, the return to District 6 has happened for a few, but it is still a dream for so many, for the vast majority. How does that influence your presence there and your work and your sense of your mission to that community? The fact that all these years later, after so many decades of trying, it still hasn't happened at the pace it should have done.
I think, to be quite honest, it makes our work a bit difficult. It's very easy if you a museum like us to think about the nostalgic things about District 6, to think about the Star Theatre and the Avalon Theatre, and to just imagine, you know, the good times that we had in those spaces. And I think for us, the Homecoming Centre is one linchpin in our sustainability, our plan around sustainability. But it's also a very important space for a returning community that is finding itself back in a space that is almost doesn't have the resources that people had in the communities that they've come from. So you've been dispossessed from District 6, you make your life for 40 years in another space, and it's almost as though you're coming back to another empty space. Mm. And so to work with young people especially who are coming into the area and who are now trying to figure out what does it mean to be a District 6er, and to work with our elders who are also trying to reconnect and reimagine District 6. I think that's going to be our challenge and our work for the next few years.
I mean, how difficult is that, particularly with the elders? Because, Krishna, I would imagine there must be a sense of wanting to recreate it exactly as it was before. It's a topic I'm actually going to discuss with my next guest, who is a disaster recovery expert, who writes in her book about the difficulty, that the trauma of realizing that there is no going back to the way things were before, that reaching that point of accepting that is one of the hardest things about recovering from any kind of disaster. In her case, plane crashes and earthquakes and the like. But similarly here, I mean, how difficult is that to say it's never going to be as it was? So imagine how it could be, or maybe could be better, or could be in a different way something that will resonate with you. Are you able to get them there, or is it really difficult to say to somebody, you can't go back to as it was before?
I think District 6s are probably the most practical people in the world. Mm-hmm. So from the moment that they've been returning since 2004, we've always heard from them, it's not going to be the same. But their goal is to sort of to rebuild the spirit of District 6. So they understand that spaces are going to feel different, things are going to look different. But in a sense, they want to continue to build on that spirit of community. And they're very committed to that. Mm-hmm. So you have people who are in their 70s and 80s who are they're very clear that they're coming back to District 6 to have the grandchildren inherit that legacy, the younger generation. Yeah. And so in that spirit, they work towards this idea of creating a community
that they will want to live in. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, at the heart of that community, now this wonderful space that can again be enjoyed by theatre lovers. You mentioned the Great Gatsby production. I just want to give our listeners a little bit more info there, that is a collaboration between Cape Town Theatre Company and the Claremont Dramatic Society. The show is going to be directed by Neil Leachman, and it goes on from the 30th of June to the 9th of July. 27 cast members, a four-piece jazz band to accompany them, and open for booking now on Quicket if you'd like to go and see The Great Gatsby at the Star Theatre. As Krishna has told you, there's the Society Cafe in the lobby. You can buy something to eat or drink before you enjoy the show, and then spend some time looking at what has become of that space. Final question, Krishna, is in terms of your own sustainability. All of this work, the events, the exhibitions, the theatre productions, is all of that funding going straight back into the District 6 Museum Trust?
Yes, it does. It does. Mm-hmm. And so we've also been quite lucky that visitor numbers have been increasing as well. So we are slowly but surely getting back to the numbers that we had before COVID. But it's still a long walk. It's still a long walk.
It felt like it came to within a whisper of the whole thing shutting down.
It really did.
And I cannot tell you how delighted I am to be having this interview today and to see you here and know that you made it. Krishna, to you and your team, I know you have had to fight tooth and nail for the last 2 years to make this a possibility. I absolutely salute you for doing it. We are so happy to know that the Fugard is back in a new form. It's now the Star Theatre and the Avalon, the same beautiful space that you knew. I read the theatre critic's comment. The seats are still there. The lovely restrooms are still there. It is the same space you knew before, but reimagined, which in a way feels quite appropriate for the nature of the space it's inhabiting.
And thank you very much. I think you supported us at a time also when we needed the sort of media support. Mm-hmm. But I also think if people want to find out what's happening at the centre, just follow us on Instagram at Homecoming Centre.
At Homecoming Centre. Yeah. Krishna, Julia, so delighted for you and the team. Thank you for taking the time to come into studio today to share the good news with our audience. And I bet they'll be rushing off to buy their tickets.
Thank you.